The number of airline seats at Dublin Airport could be reduced by up to 1 million next summer under new proposals outlined by the aviation regulator. The Irish Aviation Authority's draft decision comes as the airport hits the upper limit of a cap which restricts the annual number of passengers who can use its facilities to 32 million a year. If the proposals are put into effect, it will be the first time a limit on seat capacity has been placed on Dublin Airport over the key and busy summer season. Let's get reaction now. We're joined in the studio by Paul Hackett, former president of the Irish Travel Agent Association and co-founder and CEO of Click and Go Travel Booking website. Paul Hackett, thank you for coming into us.
Morning.
Your reaction to this news?
Well, I think it's bad news for the consumer. Primarily, it's going to reduce choice for the consumer. It could lead to increased prices. It could see airlines already in Ireland moving aircraft and moving and reducing capacity, and it definitely will restrict the ability for the DAA to attract airlines that are not currently operating here into Ireland. So not good news for the consumer and not good news for Irelanding.
If the cap remains the same, why will it result in fewer seats in the summer?
Well, the cap is this year's cap. The cap is 32 million.
Yes.
And let's be clear what this cap is. This cap is a 2007 planning regulation on road access to Dublin Airport. So, you know, it's quite an old piece of legislation. It's outdated. It's not fit for purpose. 32 million was almost the number that was reached in 2003. So with natural growth for 2023. So with natural growth for 2024, it could well be breached.
Ryanair has suggested that a summer passenger cap could drive up fares. We were speaking to Michael O'Leary about this recently. Is that your expectation?
I would think so. It's a simple case of supply and demand. If there's less supply and demand remains the same, prices will increase. So the economics are at play here.
You'll be meeting the Transport Minister, James Lawless, in the coming weeks to discuss the cap. What points are you going to put to him?
Like, our core point here is that we're stunting growth for Ireland. The Irish Travel Agents Association is obviously involved in outbound travel, but travel is also inbound. We have 300,000 jobs in this country that are dependent on tourism and inbound travel. We have 20,000 jobs alone that are linked to Dublin Airport, the aviation and the airline sector. People don't only travel for leisure reasons. We have the whole visiting friends and relatives market. We have the foreign direct investment and the need for business travel. So people make informed choices with regard to travel. Plus, we live on an island, Gavin. We have limited options in terms of leaving this island. It's air or sea, and we're going to stunt the growth of this country if we don't make pragmatic and sensible choices.
People don't have to come into Dublin. I mean, they could come into Shannon or Cork, for example, where there isn't a similar same cap. Is that feasible?
100%. We're seeing really significant growth this year out of both Cork and Shannon. Those airports are doing an amazing job. They're adding frequency, they're adding new routes, they're adding capacity, and they're serving the consumer very well. The reality is, once again, we go back to supply and demand. The airlines are looking at Dublin as their primary point of entry, and the consumer is looking at Dublin as the primary point of travel.
One of the arguments against an increase in cap numbers is the environmental impact. How big a consideration is that for passengers?
Environmental impact and the noise impact at Dublin Airport are always an important consideration and are linked. But in reality, they are not linked to this decision. The cap at Dublin Airport is linked to road access. I'm in and out of Dublin Airport regularly. I swim there. There is no road congestion. Like, we've got to get an understanding of what the cap is about, and we've got to get an understanding of what it's going to do to Ireland in terms of growth and the development. And, you know, aircraft are very movable assets. Ryanair have only 6 or 7% of their capacity flying out of Ireland. Aer Lingus are part of IAG. Those airlines will move aircraft into different bases, different markets, different countries.
This argument and unhappiness over it has been going on for some time now. Do you realistically expect any movement on this soon?
I think there has to be. Common sense has to prevail. 300,000 jobs in tourism, 20,000 jobs at Dublin Airport, and handing over the opportunity for growth to other European airports and other European bases just does not make sense.
Paul Hackett, thank you for coming into us. Paul is former president of the Irish Travel Agents Association and co-founder of Click and Go.